Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
All right, it's a preview of the Lost Zane Recordings. Full shows released on my Patreon for my time on the radio on 107.3 WBBL. Today we're going back to a classic edition of Dear Meathead from early March of 2017, just before my dad's birthday. He's March 17th. In fact, he'll be 89 coming up in March. So here you go. This is a classic edition of Dear Meathead. Now, if you want the full show on my Patreon, I release two Lost Zane recordings each week. Of course, 11 bonus episodes per week is what we are up to on the Patreon. That includes those two Lost Zane recordings, 5 Patreon bonus episodes Monday through Friday, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, not to mention, of course, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and then Who Are These Zanes, where Ben and I listen to old tapes of me on the radio from 30 years of broadcasting and laugh and cringe at how terrible I was, and in a lot of cases still am. All right, that's all on Patreon. Listener supported, no advertising on it, $5 or $10 a month. I hope you enjoy this preview of the Lost Zane recordings featuring a classic edition of Dear Meathead.
At Eric Zane Show.
All right, Rachel's in here because we were ordered. She said, save the pregnant lady some food. And we've done just that. Yeah, avoid the sushi, Rach, because it's like the rice is like a really absorbent and it just soaked up all the oil. I hated it. It was a bad deal. So nobody vote for the sushi.
This is really good, though. This is like a hot dog with mac and cheese on it.
Yeah, that's the one in the pretzel bun.
Yes, delicious. Yes. Don't worry, I cut this one in half.
Yeah, I really wanted to
try it. I know you like your wieners.
Save me some.
Well, if you kill that, which you are, you're feeding for yourself
really
and a baby.
Good,
right.
You should take that, too.
What is that? It's got onion rings around a corn dog?
Yeah. Oh, I know you want that.
God, so healthy. Thanks. You guys are the best. Thanks for saving me food.
Thank you, Rachel.
And try the poutine. That's awesome, too.
Wait a minute. Isn't that poutine? We don't know how to say it. 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Go to whitecapsbaseball.com if you want to vote on what you think is best.
Father of mine.
All right.
Right.
Where have you been?
Each and every week, we check in with my dad for Dear Meathead. Let's go to him right now. Hey, Dad, how are you? How are you, Dad? Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how is it? Bright out there, sunny?
Of course. Probably just like where you live. You don't live that far away.
Well, I know, but we got snow on rooftops.
Yeah, it's a little bit of that in the past 12 hours or so. Hey, we got a sponsor for Dear Meathead.
You do?
Yeah, I was telling you about that. Signature Investigations starts next week. They are a private investigation company. And Mike, who owns the place, is a PI, and he has signed on to be Dear Meathead, brought to you by Signature Investigations. That's how it'll go.
Oh, all right. So, all right. What's my responsibility going
to
be?
No, you don't have to do anything. But if you imagine if you ever need to check on something or see if anybody's doing something that requires a private investigator, they would be the ones to call.
Oh, that's great. Great. I got to have my family investigated.
I hope so. There have been times that I thought that an investigation would be in order. Phone, Beth. 800-785-1073. If you have a question for Dad, Dad, say hello to Jeremy again.
Hello, Jeremy, my buddy.
Hey, Ian, how's it going?
How you doing, guy?
Well, my question's pretty simple. What's the most funniest or embarrassing moment you've ever had or seen with your son, Eric Zane?
Mm. Oh, boy. You're digging deep in there now. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I can come up with this.
Yeah, you'd have to think about that. It had to have been, I'm guessing it was back in the drinking days, huh, Dad?
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I might want to go back there.
Yeah, I know. Jeremy, we'll have to circle
really,
back to
not
it.
Not really.
Jeremy, we'll circle back
Jeremy,
to that. Thank
I'm
you, buddy.
I'm sorry that I cannot respond to that.
No worries.
At this moment. You come up fast on me.
Yeah. Dad, this is John and Jenison. John, you're on with my dad.
Hi, Ruben. How John. Are you today?
Hello,
anyway,
John.
Anyway, I have a coworker who works in the same hall with me, and this guy is constantly clearing his throat. And it's not just a, it's this phlegmy, and it happens about every 6 months. Or 6 minutes, I mean. Everybody can hear it. Everybody's annoyed by it. We'd offer him medicine and all kinds of stuff, and it continues to go on, and everybody's thoroughly annoyed. What do we do to approach
him? Fire his ass.
If I had that power.
That's tough. Oh, my gosh.
It's the worst thing.
You know, I
imagine that. It's just
well,
that.
Well, you do a lot more than that. Not quite that bad. But he just cannot cure it. It just got you got to get a medical advice.
Yeah.
And we told him, you know, it's like, why don't you drink more water? He's like, well, I drink fruit juice. I'm like, well, your throat's getting covered with sugar. You're going to have more throat in your throat.
That's awful.
It is.
Yeah, no, he definitely needs medical. That's actually coming from the brain side of the head.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
drainage.
Well, he said that he has bad allergies and everything like that, and he's been here about 4 months, and it's every day, every 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think keep pushing the water.
He's got to seek medical advice, definitely. The medication that he can take and dries up that sinuses and whatnot. Other than that, he can't really do it. He can't help it, but then again, it's annoying as all hell.
I feel bad for the guy,
yeah.
But on the other hand, there's 8 other people in this hall who are just annoyed.
John, thank you, buddy. 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com. Dad, say hello to Megan.
Hello, Megan.
Hey, me, Ed. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good to hear from
you. My question is about relationships. My husband is not really the romantic type. Do you have any advice as to how I can maybe push him to be a little more romantic?
Well, oh boy. I'm really trying hard to think of romance, but romance comes from kindness.
Mm.
People, a couple, have to be kind to each other.
Mm. Is he kind, Megan?
He can be.
Okay.
I mean, he's not, like, mean to me or anything like that. But he's not very... I call him emotionally constipated.
Does he help you around... does he, like, help you around the house or do things with you and spend time with you?
He tries to do his best. He does work a lot, so it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we do a little bit together, but he's just not...
Mm.
It seems like romance. I have to initiate everything.
Now, are you talking about just sex, or are you talking about, like, just being romantic?
Everything,
okay.
Every aspect.
Okay. Wow. God, I'm always amazed when I hear, because it just doesn't, most dudes, it doesn't add into their makeup when a woman is being aggressive, like you're indicating you are, and they're kind of like, you know, they don't read into that and behave like reciprocate.
Megan, romance really starts, it's got to be kindness in my mind. A couple have to have affection all the time for each other.
Yeah.
Unless you're driving each other crazy with some personality flaws or so. You got to be kind to each other all the time. I wake up and I do the same thing. Sometimes I'm grumpy, but basically I love my wife, and I just show kindness to her, and I believe I do, and she shows kindness to me. She occasionally will come out and do something. My gosh, I never expected that.
So, no, yeah, I agree. I mean, I've seen that. You guys seem like newlyweds all the time. You're always like kissing on each other. It's terrible.
Well, I don't mean that to that extent, but the kindness comes in many, many ways. So why don't you initiate the kindness of yours instead of trying to correct them all the time? Or
wait a minute,
to that effect.
Are you like putting it on her?
Give it a chance, but do not bend down. Oh. And say, well, I did it today, and I'm not going to do it anymore because I'm
could
tired.
Help,
no,
actually.
You got to stay with the kindness.
I don't know. I think you should keep bending over.
No.
I do initiate a lot of kindness, too.
Mind.
I mean, I compliment his hard work. I always tell him he's appreciated. I always
kind.
Do
you
those
don't need
positive
to do extra.
Things.
But arms around him occasionally, not a whole lot. Don't overdo it. And then let it go at that. And, of course, your expectation is probably high because he has not been kind to you or shown the affection.
Mm.
But you keep it up, and it is going to have to penetrate into the guy's personality.
This is getting...
I think there are some... together for 18 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well...
I should keep going?
Yeah.
I think you should, yes. If your marriage is on solid ground... Well, that particular thing should not create a problem that you want to say, well, chuck this. I'm not going to do it anymore. No, you got as a partner for life.
Megan, thank you very much. Thank you very much. 800-785-1073.
There were a lot of double meanings in that.
Yeah, there sure were.
Bend down for him, hard work, penetrate the love.
You can email us, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Dad, I've got an email here from John. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
It says, I've been hanging out with this girl. This one seems weird, man. I don't know. I've been hanging out with this girl for the past 2 weeks. Jeez, now I sound like I work with John. And she seems really great. The only thing is, she's a medical student that's almost done with her residency. In July, she's moving out of Michigan to start her career in Connecticut. He writes, should I even try to get into a serious relationship with her, knowing that she'll be leaving soon? Am I setting myself up to be let down? Side note, she is very clear about her standards in a guy, and I don't exactly fit them. Her standards are pretty unrealistic. Also, she's made it very clear that she will be making a lot of money starting in July. Thanks, John in Grand Rapids. Dad, what's your thoughts on this?
Well, hello, John, to begin with. Second of all, take that money out of your brain on that particular situation. Don't let it enter your life that there's money involved. If I married her, I got free ticket and all that jazz. But that really poses a problem because I'm sure that you have family here in Michigan.
Mm.
And sometimes when a family is in your situation separate, it does pose a problem when you are miles and miles away. You can't run home once in a while.
That's what I did. I mean,
can't go back and forth. You don't have to get a job. You have to support her as well. You can't just sit home and enjoy the benefits of a wife that is a physician and earns a good living and all that.
Well, it sounds to me like she's a little high maintenance. The whole business about
it could be high maintenance. Because she's going to have some expectation, and if you can't live up to that, you're headed for hell and damnation. You got to be cautious. You got to make up your own mind. This is what you want. You'll put up with it as much as possible. Look at the dead end at the end. And now you have nowhere to go but divorce.
Yep.
And that's not a good thing to take.
800-785-1073. You can email eric@ericzaneshow.com for a question for Dad on Dear Meathead. This one is from Anonymous. Dear Meathead, my wife and I have been married for 5 years, but I've always felt something missing in our relationship and have been unhappy more and more every year. I've recently let her know how I felt, and it has shaken things up, and we've been talking about divorce. I've moved to the spare bedroom, and I've started personal therapy. I want to know if I should just walk away or if I should stick it out.
Sticking to get out is not going to work out to your situation or your problem. You've already moved out of that house, in case you don't know, by creating a separation between you two. Unless you have a major changeover, you are headed for hell and damnation. So if this is the case, then you might as well get it, cut the cord and let it go.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing, though. And I no offense, but obviously, you took your three tries to figure marriage out, Dad. But I had always been taught that the business of in good times and in bad, and that's part of the vow. I mean, shouldn't someone really, really put the effort out instead of when things get rocky, just throw it in the towel? I mean, what do you think about that?
No, because here's the situation. How could a couple live together 35, 45 years by the fact of no love and affection in a marriage?
You got to work at it. I mean,
work at it. You can only work so much and then you wear out.
That's not true.
I have the experience in that.
Oh. Well, I've been married almost 25 years. You think I'm
not into that marriage?
I don't believe a word of that.
That hell or damnation. I'm not going to survive.
Well, I'll tell you what. There have been times that I've felt like him, but I didn't throw in the towel. So just take that as food for thought, Anonymous, that I stuck with it.
And, yes, you should really do if you have something.
That's what I'm saying.
There, my gosh. And you know what? This one word sticks in my mind, kindness to each other. You guys got to hear this. Love your wife. Be kind, and your children as well. Otherwise, you're headed for hell and damnation.
Dad, listen to this one. Stevie writes, "Dear Meathead, this summer a friend of mine's getting married. The problem is her wedding is on my birthday. Usually I have a birthday party at my house and invite 15 to 20 people. This is the only time I see most of these people the whole year. Should I have my birthday party as usual and skip her wedding, or should I go to the wedding and skip the party? What would you do?"
No, I think you should skip your party, go to the wedding.
Yeah. It's only one wedding. There's a birthday every year.
It is not a far-fetched type of a thing to have a birthday party. Come on now, you guys.
Yeah, this is an easy one. I can't believe that this is even being debated. I can't tell if it's a woman or a man. Does a woman spell it S-T-E-V-I-E?
I think it could be both.
Well, all right.
I've heard Stevie.
All right.
Like that. Like Stevie Y.
All right, so there you go with that. Let's see here. Trent writes, "I've got a friend going to a job conference this weekend. Besides being yourself, any strong interview tips, Dad?"
Be normal, be natural, and be yourself, and be truthful, too. Don't go ahead and embellish your life that, hey, I'm a great guy, you got to hire me. No, just lay it on our line.
Mm-hmm.
Be yourself, calm.
Yeah.
Don't think that that's the last resort of a job offer. No. And be honest with yourself and the individual that you're going to respond to.
What if
and
you're a bad person?
Do let them know how valuable you are.
What if you're a bad person? Don't you have to lie about yourself then?
Yeah, like that's what Julius did.
Yeah.
Hey, you're going to get caught at that. And you know what sense of having the job and 30 days later you get the kick in the butt?
Yeah.
Job experience.
That's true, Dad. Hey, Dad, there's one more, and I don't know about this one. It seems pretty cut and dry and easy to answer, but Saul, who's listened to us from the beginning, writes, "Hey, Meathead, I really enjoy your segment every week. My question is this. If you had to choose between living on $1 million or living on an island, which would you choose and why?"
That doesn't seem that easy.
I would choose having $1 million because you can always buy an island. So why waste your time in living on an island with nothing but a little pair of shorts on you, running around and nobody to talk with? Not a whole lot of friendship because you're on an island.
Right.
Islands are always a little area. be an island, huh? That's not a good thing.
He also follows up with, "I would choose the island," Saul writes, "because I wouldn't have to worry about the weather and would have an ample supply of food and water."
That's not how it works.
That's what he wrote.
Well, how are you going to get ample supply of food and water when you're on an island? If you run out of peanut butter, you can't run to the store.
And the weather.
That's a good point, Dad. All very valid.
Okie doke.
Well, there you go, Dad. That's going to do it for another edition of Dear Meathead. Thank you.
Yes, keep the calls coming, and thank you so much for the opportunity, you guys.
Yeah, Dad. Signature Investigations. They kick off next week.
Yes, bye-bye.
Okay, Dad, see ya. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. Learned to walk while I was away. Okay, Ben, post-mortem, what would you park on after listening back to that? What stands out to you? Was it maybe the kicker to the curb advice on throwing the towel on the marriage?
Yes, definitely.
Mine was hell and damnation. Everything was hell and damnation.
And he was focusing on hell and damnation and kindness.
Yeah.
Which seems to run in... against each other.
And then there was,
take her to the curb.
You just get her to get a divorce, guy.
Bow, ba ba bow.
Well, one of Dad's favorite hockey players, Nate Pace, is up next.
I was going to say.
The Griffins are on the road. We'll talk to Nathan Pace in just a handful of moments. Stick around.
That is it, my free view of the Lost Zane Recordings. Thank you for the time and checking it out. Full show, part of the Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Go there, check it out, and see if it's something you're interested in. Maybe just sign up for 1 month and see if it's right for you. If not, no big deal. You tried. Thank you. But if you like it, you can convert it to a yearly, and I will knock 10% off of the cost. Thanks, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12-powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.